time, but especially.
That's a ground squirrel. Mm-hmm. Well, oh, I never seen any of them around here. A boy in the neighborhood before he got in high school, killed 9 robins out here in the front yard one day, and oh, it made me so mad.
Why would he kill 9 robins?
He was shooting. And do you know the robins didn't come back in our yard for years?
Can't blame them for that.
They are not dumb.
I can't believe if I would just shoot a lot of birds.
Well, he sure did it.
Yeah.
We saw him and ran him a while off, and I called the police.
I'm sure a farmer would let him shoot crows out on his farm.
He lived right around the corner here. He's supposed to be nice people. Those folks grew up and had trouble with that boy and a girl, and they had trouble with both of them. And the girl's little daughter is in the high school, and she's here living with her mother's first cousin, who's a doctor. She's here. I just heard that last week, that that little girl is here going to school and living with her mother's first cousin.
Who's the animal, the little thing that croaked, you hear them croaking at night in swamps?
Frogs.
Oh, you have different kinds of those?
Oh, yeah, they have all different kinds of frogs, little green frogs and bullfrogs, and I don't know the names of all the frogs.
And what about the one that stayed in the garden, little brown one that wouldn't get near the water that stayed out?
When we used to have frogs in the garden.
The one
that's
supposed
to
give you a ward if you touch it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a special one.
Well, all of them do that?
They don't do it.
We heard.
Water, if you have a wart on your hand, it's a sign of a vitamin deficiency.
I didn't know that.
I've been told that. I had warts, I tell you. I had one on this finger, and I had one on this finger, and I mashed one of them off, accidentally mashed my finger, and you know the other one went away?
Oh.
Now that is the truth. I mashed one, and the other one went away. One sister had warts, she had a lot of warts on her little hands, but, we outgrew it. It's a deficiency. Of course, now you take all kinds of vitamins.
We used to say, when we were kids, we used to think that a toad, you know, the old toad.
Little toad frog. Well, it's anything you could get a hold of. I guess the one you could catch would be the one you'd accuse of making you have warts on your hand. I didn't take, I started out in zoology in college my freshman year. And the first day I went to class, the sweet old professor, whom I learned to love later, told us to go out and catch bugs out in the park back of the school. I didn't show up to the next class. I went by the classification committee and dropped that course. Of course, I had to double up my sophomore year. I had to take a real, real heavy load because I lost so much time that first semester. I just didn't take enough to care, fool around about. You were disgusting. Little work I took my freshman year for now. I don't know why they let me stay up there taking that little.
What about the, if you were going fishing, what might you use for basic going fishing?
One time I went fishing, did I tell you, down off the coast in Mobile, off of Codin, went out on a boat and they went over to an island and got a bucket of shrimp, a little bitty shrimp. And I wasn't but about 7 years old. Somebody would bait and hook for me. And I was catching fish there, throwing the line out, and catch a fish, and bring them in. They'd take it off the hook, you know, off from me and rebait the hook, using those little bitty shrimp. And you know, for years, I wouldn't eat shrimp because I said, oh, those old worms. Because I'd had that memory of having used them. But they used worms down there in our backyard. The man who lived here, for 8 years one time. He had a worm bed back out there between two of the garages.
What kind did he